Sacrifice by Paul Finch. Read by Paul Thornley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The whole of Holbeck should be bombed. That was Alan Earnshaw's view. Okay, he was a relatively new police officer, just 10 months in the job. So if anyone overheard him make such a politically incorrect statement and complained, he'd have an excuse. But the gaffers still wouldn't be impressed. Holbeck, the old warehouse district located just south of Leeds city centre, might well consist mainly of buildings that were now empty shells. Its Victorian terraced housing might now mostly be derelict. The few parts of it that were inhabited reduced to grotty concrete cul-de-sacs, strewn with litter and covered in graffiti. But policemen didn't take these sorts of things personally anymore. Or at least, they weren't supposed to. Earnshaw yawned and scratched the dried razor cut on his otherwise smoothly shaven jaw. Radio static crackled. 1762 from 3. Earnshaw yawned again.
Go ahead.
What are you and Keith doing, over?
Well, we're not sitting down for a turkey dinner, put it that way.
Join the club. Listen, if you've nothing else on, can you get over to Kemp's Mill on Franklin Road? Earnshaw, who was from Harrogate, some 15 miles to the north, and still didn't completely know his way around West Yorkshire's sprawling capital city, glanced to his right, where PC Keith Rodwell slouched behind a steering wheel. Rodwell, a heavy-jowled veteran of 20 years, nodded. ETA...